The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
Mm-hmm. Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Oh, man. It just seems like these days are getting longer and longer and longer.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. And here we are having to do another hour of rock solid entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
When is it ever enough? When is it ever enough? So, Alexis, your mom's going to be on your little more show after the show thing on the social medias tomorrow night?
She might be, yeah. She's coming into town and might possibly be staying at my apartment for the night.
Do you want her to be a part of that? Are you not worried what the radio family is going to say about you that your mom may read on the screen?
What could they possibly say?
Well, they could make up stuff just to mess with you and all that.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, that's Riggins. That's what he would be doing.
I would do that.
What would you say, Riggins?
I don't know. Like, what do you think about your daughter being like a murderer or something? Anything. What do you think about her eating her boogers on camera?
What do you think about all those thirst traps your daughter's posting? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, she doesn't like those.
So, is it going to be on Facebook, or have you worked out the issue, or what?
No, it's probably going to be on Instagram, because for some reason my phone microphone does not like Facebook.
And you don't use your computer for Facebook. Why?
It's going to be very grainy. I don't have the best quality video on my computer. It's a Chromebook, so
can you go borrow Mr. James' phone next door?
Oh my God,
no, Mr. James.
Mr. James' jitterbug would work great.
Mr. James, I saw him the other day.
Just bring him back.
About to go ride on his motorcycle with his jacket.
It's not that I don't trust you, but you go have to leave me your driver's license.
If anybody texts you, don't open that text message. By God,
can you imagine going to your neighbor's house to borrow something? They're like, sure, absolutely, yeah, use my blower. Just leave me your driver's license. What?
So you go on, take the phone, baby. Leave me your mama. Leave your mama here. Leave your mama. I need something spicy tonight. Mr. James needs something spicy.
Ew. Mr. James better not hit on my mama.
Muy caliente.
I'm going to give her some of that El Diablo sauce.
The El Diablo sauce.
Spicy.
Yeah, you know I like a fiery woman. Little ass Latinx. So your mom's gonna come visit you, so that means you're not gonna go visit your mom if your squid comes for the weekend?
We still might go up there, but my uncle's in town and they're helping my grandmother move. She's moving out of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom's coming to have dinner, and she's like, I don't really know if I want to drive back late.
Where's your grandmother going?
She's moving to Winston-Salem.
Okay, why?
Because my aunt.
She got a job there? She got a new job?
She got a new job. My aunt bought a house out there, and my aunt is my grandmother's favorite. So wherever she goes, that's where my grandmother goes.
Oh, okay.
So you're not helping your grandmother move?
No. She didn't help me move.
Good point.
Well,
God, that's a great point.
She's your grandmother. Good Lord.
She didn't help me
move. Old ass didn't come pick up my refrigerator.
Yeah. She didn't do nothing. Why would I have to go help her?
I didn't realize that's how that worked. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Maybe because she's your grandmother?
She's got enough help. My uncles and aunts are helping. That's their responsibility anyways.
Yeah. You know what's the most useless thing that her grandmother has in her house? A panty drawer.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
She don't like the panties.
They all end up in between her sheets.
Uh-huh.
She's a little strange.
So she's moving to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, because your aunt lives there now.
Yeah.
How old is your aunt?
She is 52 or 53.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's younger than your mom?
She's older.
Older. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, because we're older than your mom.
Yeah, you guys both are older than mom. Both my parents.
Really?
My mom and my dad. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still cool as hell. Mm. Two slightly old, but still very cool guys.
Questionable.
Especially when you say it yourself.
That's right. Yeah, so, you're damn right, Rob.
So your grandmother has been living just around the corner from you, and you didn't go visit her. So I'm guessing that if she moves, you know, an hour and a half away or whatever it is, you're certainly not going to go visit her now.
I mean, I'm not going to say that, but the possibility of me going out there is very slim. Mm-hmm.
Put your panties on, Grandma. I'm coming.
Yeah, put your teeth in and put your panties on.
I love going to visit my grandma.
And you better make pupusas with pork in them.
Yeah, none of those veggie pupusas. No.
We don't want those ones. Yeah,
not driving to Winston-Salem now for no veggie pupusas.
Yeah, what's the point?
That's why you're not helping her move, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But she's not moving because of, you know, doesn't have anything to do with, like, she's tired of drive-by shootings and all.
No, she lives in a good area.
I thought you said she lived in Charlotte.
Whatever.
Yeah. So what are the odds that you'll see your grandmother again?
If my mom goes out there, I'll go with her. But my aunt that she's moving with, we don't talk. Oh. So
why not? What happened? What's that about?
She must have morals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I decided not to be a Jehovah's Witness, a lot of my mom's side of the family stopped talking to me. So
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I stopped being invited to family gatherings.
Oh, man. I got
shunned. Right. So she's one of the ones that won't talk to me. There are other ones that have talked to me.
Yeah. That's good. But, I mean, it's not her fault. You made the choice.
That's right.
You know, you made the choice to go be a heathen and
be a heathen?
Mm-hmm. We go against everything that the family has stood for your whole life, but whatever. And again, do you really need a relationship with that aunt anyway? No.
Nope.
Is she pretty?
She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's short like you and your mom?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture and stuff.
Okay, which is it? Is she pretty or is she short like you and your mom?
Stop it.
Make up your damn mind.
Come on now.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, she's the favorite child. She's the golden child.
But why?
I don't know. I ask my mom that. I'm like, why was she always the favorite? She, you know, when my grandmother left El Salvador and came to the United States, she was originally going to come here by herself and then try to bring the kids over one by one.
Mm-hmm.
But she ended up taking this aunt, like the only one, and left the rest of the kids behind. And so everybody, all the siblings have always said, oh, she's the favorite.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that would be a good sign.
Pretty obvious, I would think.
You leave all of your kids in one, you know, over in the third world country, exactly. Take only one of them to the land of milk and honey. Then, yeah, I think they would say, hey, she's probably the favorite. Yeah.
Why just one?
Because it was hard coming
to
this
country.
Yeah, and it was hard coming to this country. And she wasn't originally going to take my aunt. My grandmother ended up coming. It's like a lot of drama, but my grandmother ended up coming back to pick up some things. But she was running away from my grandfather.
Right.
And my grandfather ended up finding her, and it turned into a whole thing. So that's why my aunt was like, well, take me. But originally, she was going to leave by herself.
So. Before that, none of the kids were going, take me?
Yeah.
She... I saw today that the president or whatever of El Salvador, whatever his title is, has changed on his Twitter profile to the title of dictator.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-oh.
They got Bitcoin. All of a sudden, they're like,
right.
We're going to dictate everything.
Yeah, he's a big Bitcoin proponent. And says, yeah, he's a dictator.
Does that just work if you just update your Twitter profile? You're like, by the way, I'm a dictator. I changed my Twitter bio, so I'm God.
I'm good at dictating. I dictate good.
Everybody gets free panties now.
I dictate real good.
You're horrible.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that.
Right.
That's a quote.
That's a quote?
That's a quote from the news. Yes.
That's his official Twitter quote.
As a matter of fact, I could actually put that as my profile. You know, dictator. My dictate good.
I can't with you.
Bye, ha, ha, ha.
Hey, you can't get on your Twitter. You have to update your Facebook, your Instagram bio.
Link in bio.
Mm-hmm. Swipe up to find out why.
Yeah, so that's tough. How many kids are there?
There was, at the time my grandmother left, there was 8 kids.
Hmm.
Yeah. The youngest was 1.5 years.
And so your mom had to just figure out some way to come over by herself. And how old was she?
She was 7 or 8 when she came to this country.
Wow. On a burro?
No. Did I ever tell you the story how she came here?
No.
She,
your mom or your grandmother?
My mom.
Okay.
She, they obviously paid, you know, someone to bring her over. But she came, she crossed the border in the trunk of a car.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Especially the way you slipped into that accent when you said, in the trunk of a car.
The trunk of a car.
In the trunk of a car.
So your mom came over illegally?
Yeah.
And how long was it before she attempted to become a citizen?
She became a citizen when she was 22, I think. Because I remember it happening. So yeah, like 22 mm-hmm. or 23.
Wow. And how many American jobs did she take between then?
Well, she had a green card.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. 7-year-olds coming over here taking American kids' jobs. How many American 7-year-olds could have worked?
Yeah.
She took their job.
They gave a lot of amnesty, is what they call it, I think, right, to Salvadorian citizens because of the civil war that was going on at the time.
Yeah. What year was that, you know?
In this, the year of the Civil War?
No, the year that they were doing the amnesty, you know.
Oh, I'm not sure.
There was a shocking
number. But I know it was in the 70s.
Yeah, a shocking number. I think they said 1/3 of El Salvadorians live in the United States.
In Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. you'll find a lot of them.
Because my dog walker was from El Salvador. And yeah, she would tell me like the amount of El Salvadorians here is shocking.
The El Salvadorian Civil War lasted from October 15th, 1979 to January of 1992.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a war. Lasted 13 years. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that war is how MS-13 came out. Like it came to be was because of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, something good came out.
Something good came out of that.
Something positive.
You know?
lemonade for lemons.
You know?
And that's how we ended up with the peanut.
And nope. Now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, I can remember when it was just, you know, MS-9.
Yeah. Some of the great things to come out of a beautiful country of El Salvador. Mm-hmm. MS-13 and pupusas. There you go, world.
There you go.
All right. I'd like to go visit the Salvador. Isn't that what it means, the Salvador?
Yeah, the Salvador.
Yeah, their beaches are beautiful, though.
It's beautiful. My dad has a house out there, and it's really nice. And he has, like, people that clean and cook and stuff.
What's that setting back? About $7 a year? Yeah. He got the house for $13.
It must be cheap, because he has a house there, and he has a house in Honduras also.
It's the best kept vacation secret. Just get a house in El Salvador.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Somebody just said that that Share Funny is not on. It's been ads for 15 minutes. And it did the same thing yesterday. I just got that message.
Well, the commercial button's not running. It says simulcast.
Who is that?
That's my aunt.
Oh, that's your...
Mi tia.
The one you don't have anything to do with?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's her name?
Sylvia.
And what do you call her? Tia.
Tia Sylvia.
Tia?
Yeah.
Tia.
Tia.
Tia. Tia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah. She was always the girly girl of the family. Like my mom says, she would be running around without shoes on and her clothes was all dirty, but my aunt would have her socks folded over and her dress was all pleated and she would just sit watching the rest of the kids acting all crazy like they had no sense.
You think your Thea has, you know, any piercings or anything?
She had her belly button pierced, right. But then when she became a Jehovah's Witness, she took it out.
Okay. So no nipple bars or anything?
Ew, no.
What kind of question is that? It's a left turn. We're talking about her. She got any piercings?
Well, I mean, a lot of times when they're all prim and proper like that, you know, to the outside, then when they, you know, they go crazy when they're in their private time. You know, look at old, what's his name? Cuomo with the pierced nipples. Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
Pierce.
It's a great example.
Yeah.
I don't think guys with pierced nipples, like, that's not cute.
Yeah.
Even if they're in their 60s? Still nothing?
I don't see no wrinkly-ass nipple piercings.
What if they, what if they did it themselves?
Ugh.
My brother did that.
Stop. Your brother pierced his own nipple?
Yeah.
Why?
Just an ice cube on the nipple and run a needle through it?
I don't know. I didn't want to know the details.
But like, he was just bored?
When he was in his 20s, he did it.
And
Well, I guess that's better than piercing somebody else's nipples.
Yeah.
For real.
It's funny that's meant to be Cher. This is the Cher Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up. Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah, you miss any part of Share Funny? Like the first 15 minutes is nothing but ass?
Damn.
Like that part? So, yeah, some people said that that's what they were hearing, and then others said no.
Others didn't, yeah.
It's like a bunch of craziness. It's that whole internet world.
Hey.
That's why I don't think this internet's going to last.
Well,
it's a fad. It's a phase.
We've got another upgrade coming up tomorrow. Or is it today, Rob?
Today?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to be up here today to meet the service people.
Yeah, and then one in 2 weeks, and we'll have the finest internet you can have. We'll have video. It'll be like pow, 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 bing, 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 all over the place.
Well, the finest internet you can have in Mooresville.
Oh. Mm.
So y'all want to know frustration? And confusion is if you were in here whenever I'm here, the one to meet the service people that come for internet and all of that, and they start asking me questions about this and that, and I go, I have no idea. I was just supposed to be here to unlock the door and say, you got something to do with the Ace and TJ show? And I'm like, not really.
Nope.
Not really.
You don't clean
I'm
just, it.
I'm here to clean up and let you in. So I could call the manager. That's what I always call Adam. I'll call the manager and put him on the phone. But it's like, you don't know. Like they look at me like, how do you not know the question I'm asking?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, because I don't.
Sorry.
I don't know. What do you mean, where is the box you're going to run the coax and the fiber into? Like, how to hit, I made the coffee station.
Yeah. That's what I do.
The little coffee station set up here was my doings.
Yeah, let me explain this, sir. Let me show you what I did, and then you'll know whether or not I know anything about what's going on.
I said, there's something in this closet right here. The place is not that big, so it can't be hiding and hard to find.
Yeah.
So there's some boxes, electric looking things in that closet. Well, that's not it. Okay, well, that's all about, right. What else do you see?
Yeah, I mean,
what about if I go through that ceiling and then how do I know what's up in the ceiling?
Oh my God!
Damn,
he's asking you.
And I'm the first one to go, okay, so you think you're going to have to just reschedule?
Yeah. It's not working.
Yeah, it's not going to work today. Not going to work out. All right. Because I'm trying to work on a fish sandwich.
Damn.
And then sometimes when they get here and the things aren't the way that they were expecting them to be for them to do their part, they'll just flop down in the chair and kick back. I'm waiting on my supervisor to call me back. Just like lean back.
So now we're just going to sit here and chit chat with each other for the next 30 minutes, wait on your supervisor to call. I've got to do.
You, hey, man, you going to eat all them junior mints?
Those are my favorites.
So today it's at 2 o'clock. I'm supposed to be here for the service rep or whatever. And I may just go ahead and have Adam on the phone when they walk in. Go, there I you know go. You're about to ask me something that I don't know. So here, just.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't tell y'all the other day, because I'm old school. I don't think about COVID and shit. One of the guys was here to work on something with the internets. And I said, well, here, let me call the manager. And I called Adam and I went to hand him the phone. And he goes, you can just put it on speaker.
COVID.
Yeah. He didn't want the phone up by his head.
You don't want your germs.
Right. And I'm looking at him thinking, oh, well, thank you. Because I wasn't paying attention to that.
Yeah.
He had like COVID shit hanging out of his beard.
He had what? COVID shit hanging out of his beard?
Yeah. Get out. You know, those little red balls with the little stickers on them.
They were big.
It looks like in a microscope. He had that girl coming out of his beard.
You're crazy. Man,
you need to wipe that COVID out your womb broom.
So gross. I don't like that expression at all.
What, the womb broom?
Yes.
Why? Because you don't like clever things? Yeah. Obviously.
So gross.
She was ragging on us today, Riggins, because we're not cool enough. She didn't think we were cool enough to eat wrap snacks or to know what wrap snacks were.
We were eating wrap snacks years ago.
Yeah, when you were still crying for the doorknob thinking it was a biscuit.
Yeah, when you were still in that trunk trying to get over here.
We had been eating them.
No, that wasn't you, was it? That wasn't
me. That was my mama.
Yeah, that was your mama.
You get your ass back in that trunk.
Go back, turn around. We don't want you here.
But you're not wrong. I'm not cool enough to eat them. They might be.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that she judges a person's coolness factor by whether or not they know what wrap snacks are.
Well, that's one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
I was just surprised. That's how pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
we out here. We really out here in these streets.
Okay.
How are you, man?
I know.
It's us. We out here.
I'm sleeping on y'all.
You really are.
Mm-hmm.
I got to wake up.
I'm trying to messing up my back.
You think you woke up when you sleep?
TJ, shut up.
Trying to mess up my bag.
Ain't nobody trying to mess up your bag.
Mm-hmm. My bag in the trunk with your mama.
You're not going to mess up my bag, are you? Not my bag.
No, not my bag, oh money.
No, ma'am. Stay away from my bag.
Bag, oh money.
My bag of cash money. Straight cash.
I do want to have a duffel bag full of cash one day before I die, though.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes. There's something so cool about just walking around with a duffel bag full of cash.
Yeah. Have you ever aspired to be anything other than a gangster?
Ever.
Yeah.
That's my biggest dream.
Good Lord.
What about a big duffel bag full of cash and a rolly on your wrists?
I like that even more.
And a medallion, a diamond medallion, looks like a plate hanging from your neck.
I could rock it.
Mm-hmm. Remember the day she got all excited because that guy was going to make a grill for her?
Yeah.
She always wanted, it was her lifelong dream, was to have a grill. Yeah. Her mama's lifelong dream was to get out of El Salvador in a trunk.
Yeah.
And hers is to have a grill.
Yeah. Well, her mom would be proud that their perspectives on life have changed so much.
She's like, at 7 years old, I climbed into the trunk of a car to ride over the border for you to use that freedom to get a grill.
Yes.
I'm making her proud.
And eat wrap snacks.
She's just proud that you live a totally different life of worry than she did.
Mm-hmm. He's eating rotten oranges in the trunk of a Buick LeSabre for 6 days so you can get a grill.
Yeah, she had to eat bologna for 3 days for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's the reason why we never had bologna in our house.
She had to eat
it. She ate it all?
She had to.
She ate all the bologna.
Why didn't you leave us any bologna, Mom?
Oh, my God.
God, you're so selfish.
She ate it all.
Is that bad?
Bologna?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if somebody said, hey, for the next 3 days, you're going to have to eat bologna 3 meals a day, it'd be a bologna sandwich. Okay.
Well, I think the whole experience was a little dramatic.
Yeah. Eating bologna while you're sitting on a spare tire in the trunk of a car, that might have been.
Yeah.
It was more of the atmosphere.
But what's the goal? Bologna tastes like freedom to me in that world. I would love a bologna sandwich there because every time I eat bologna, I think about, man, this is how I got free.
Holding a lug wrench in one hand.
Just shut up and don't make any noise.
Stop smacking that sandwich. Stop smacking that bologna.
And she was like under a kid that passed out, right?
Yeah, because where she was at in the car, she was at the very bottom. So there was like a hole where fresh air was coming. But the kid on top of her passed out because it was so hot in there.
Man. I know.
And they were all kids. All kids.
Yeah.
All kids. It's crazy.
How old was she?
I think she was 7 or 8.
And how many kids were in the trunk at the same time?
I think it was 3 kids. In the trunk, and then there was probably other people in the rest of the car.
Man. Mm-hmm. I still don't like bologna, though.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I hate bologna.
I like bologna.
What's bologna? Is it made out of pork, right?
I think it's just a bunch of lips and assholes.
Ew.
Yeah, I think it's just like pork and pork byproducts.
Ew.
How they phrase that.
Anything that is pork byproducts, I'm like, nah, I'm good on that.
It means it's got anus in it.
Ew.
Pork anus.
I don't want that.
I don't know what they do with the anus.
What did you call it? Penis?
Anus.
Penis? Pork anus.
That's
season it up.
That's very gross.
Hey, missed any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hey, if you need emergency cleanup, it's an emergency. Call Paul Davis. Actually, just go to our website to find the Paul Davis. If it's been a flood or some sort of a fire. Yesterday, the Superdome was on fire in New Orleans for some reason. So, didn't burn down, but I'm sure there are areas of the Superdome that would be perfect for Paul Davis to come in and start cleaning up on. So, if you need someone in a hurry that knows that you're in dire straits, if you've been flooded or something like that, it's Paul Davis. Hands down, Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. And today is National Ice Cream Cone Day. Mm-hmm. We talked about that earlier in the regular old show. I love a soft serve cone better than a regular scoop up cone. If I'm going to get scooped up ice cream, I'm usually going to get it in a cup.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I usually go cup these days, too. Mm-hmm. It's easier.
I like to eat it with a spoon. not those little plastic ass spoons they have either. The ice cream places never have good spoons. They're too deep. They're too deep because then you can't put your lip all the way and it loses connection with the spoon.
Yeah.
And then you don't get a good pull off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you turn it upside down.
Yeah.
And then those sample spoons they give you.
That's what I was thinking. Mm. Little wooden tiny spoons.
Do y'all like that ice cream that we used to have at school on field trips and stuff in the little cardboard cup?
No.
And you just pull the tab off the top of it. You don't?
No, Regan? It was not good.
I loved it. You know,
I never saw those. We didn't have those in the grocery store. Like regular civilians couldn't buy those, I don't think. You had to be on a school trip to get them.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you go to the grocery store and find them all over the place. But
those little cups, the Borden,
yeah,
thing was what they were. At least
in Louisiana, yeah.
Pull those little cups off and that wooden little dry ass wooden spoon. I hated my tongue hitting that spoon. Ugh.
Get a splinter.
Just sure. Right in your mouth.
The first bite to be dry with that scraping and
yeah. I've never been a fan of wood in my mouth. Oh.
Hello. I bought these ice creams for my dog at one of these like super bougie pet places.
Oh yeah,
it's like $3 a piece. I'm like, I'll get like 10 of them, he'll love them. Open it up, put it on the thing, one bite. Oh, I went, you son of a bitch, take it, you gotta lick it. Like he just, one bite, I went, there go $3 right down the drain.
You know, he got brain freeze.
It doesn't matter as long as he enjoys it,
I guess. But I'm like, oh, I could have gotten, I don't know.
Well, when we used to take our dog to the place when we would go on vacation, whatever you call that, the dog
kennel
or boarding or whatever, they would always ask if you wanted him to participate in Yappy Hour every day, which was when they gave him the little doggy ice cream things, and it was an extra charge, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You better have paid it.
Well, I wasn't the one dropping off the dog, or I would have said, he's fine.
You can't, like, all the other dogs are going to be having their little ice cream. I know, but they
don't know. They're not like kindergarten kids. They don't know the difference. No, they don't.
They're looking at all the other dogs get snacks, and then no one gives them one. Oh, that makes me want to cry.
But they don't even know that they're dogs. They're like, what? They don't know that that's ice cream or a treat or whatever. That's just how they get, you know, an extra $3 a day out of you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They might know, though, it looks delicious.
They're like, all these dogs are getting
whatever
food
that is over there that everybody's having looks good.
Man, come on. Cry.
That makes me sad.
But I gave them credit for a clever name, you know, Yappy Hour.
Yeah. It's Yappy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Little ice creams.
Yeah, we have to pay extra if we want Toby to go out more than the minimal amount. Like, every day he gets 30 minutes outside to run around and play. But if you want him to get like 4 hours a day outside, that's an upcharge.
Yeah. And who's going to say no to that?
Well, not the person who takes the dog in, that's for sure, because I'd never take the dog in. Yeah. It's Amanda. She's upgrading every time.
No, what keep him that? Keep him locked up more.
Exactly.
That's what I'll... Yeah. Do you want him actually to be let out of prison for a little while, or just keep him in?
Let's just keep him behind bars the entire time he's here.
Are you a monster?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Are you?
Yeah, you already have to take them their own food.
Yeah.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Pay for all that.
Oh, they get you everywhere. Mm. It's just the pet industry.
The whole pet industry. And they're so judgy.
Yeah.
I remember when I had another cat that wasn't Khaleesi, and this cat got on my nerves. So I was like, you're going to be an outdoor cat. And it ended up getting hurt and had to take it to an emergency vet place in the middle of the night. And the person was like, so how long has your cat been outside that you didn't know that it was injured? Like, it's an outdoor cat. Stop judging me.
I don't know.
A few days.
Did you still live in the middle of the city?
Yeah, I was living in the city.
So the cat's just roaming the streets?
It had a backyard.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
How long has your cat been living outside in traffic?
No, it had a backyard. But the guy was like, oh, you haven't noticed that he was injured for a few days?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do you.
And you know how much that bill was? Like $800. Mm. And then like a month later, he ran away.
Thanks for helping me out.
Exactly.
I'm an extreme outdoor cat.
This is.
I'm so angry.
Yeah, he works about it. He got good and healthy before he bailed.
Yeah. It's like a wife, you know, staying with her husband just long enough to get a pair of boobs and then she's off. Yeah.
See ya.
Bye. You paid for these boobs. I'm out.
Preach.
Mm-hmm.
So annoying.
Yeah. There's one place that we take Toby every now and then. Amanda will take him just for the day. Like they have like a daytime thing you can go to. But the hard part is getting in. They're so booked that you have to plan weeks in advance for a play date or whatever it is over there.
Yeah, I mean, these places are making a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the snack place that I take them to, it's like a bakery. That's what they call it, like a canine bakery. They make everything in there. But I'm like walking him around. He like gets into one treat box, and he's like obsessed with these treats there. And I'm like, all right, well, let's walk around and see if you want something else. And he goes right back to this thing. So I'm like, all right. So I grab 10 of these things. I put them up on the counter. She's like, that's $20. I'm like, what are these really? She's like, those are penises. I was like, oh, he was way into the penises? I just had them in my hand. I had like 10 these in my
hand. That was the shape of them?
They were like, it looked like a braid. But they're
what
called
animal?
I think a bull.
Oh. Ew.
And he was like upset. I'm like, why are you that into the penises? Why? There's 1,000 body parts here. You can get a lung. You can get a trachea. You kept going back to the penises?
Jesus.
And I just grabbed like 10 of them in my hand. I'm like, that's the most penis I've ever had in my hand.
Handful of penises.
That's 9 more penises than I've ever had in my hand at once. So I bought 10 penises. Like, do I need to have 2 bags for all these penises I'm about to lug back on? Every time I get you get so excited, I'm like, stop getting so excited.
That should not be a snack. That's just wrong.
I know. He was like obsessed. Why are you so into this?
Wow.
Snack on my.
Yeah, like, I'm like, you ready for a penis? Yes, he loves them. He loves it.
Riley love it.
He got tracheas and ears, but he loves the penises. Yeah. He really does.
You should ask him sometime, and they go, why is he so drawn to these? How different is the flavor? And they might get offended by that. How would I know?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I mean.
See, I bought 5 ice creams and 10 penises. That was
sounds
$40.
Like a fun time.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great day. $40 for that shit.
Yeah, someone would call that a steal.
But they do. They, they completely manipulate how people feel about dogs now than the way they used to. Because people used to feel about dogs like they were dogs. So now that everybody treats their dog like it's a human, like a real baby, then you would let him not participate in yappy hour with the rest of the dogs? Yeah, because he's a dog.
Right.
He doesn't know the difference. He's a dog. I would.
In a heartbeat.
You wouldn't pay extra to have Riley go to yappy hour?
No, you are lying.
$3 extra, you wouldn't pay it?
No, because it's definitely not $3. I guarantee it's more than that. And I so see through all this stuff now. I love him. Don't get me wrong. I would give him the world. But
not yappy hour.
They don't understand like chimpanzees do. And they don't like being slighted. There have been reported stories about that. They feel slighted and they get very angry. Dogs don't have that capacity.
No, a dog is going head first into the bull penis box.
Exactly.
And doesn't know why.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Yeah. They look sad. Their eyes look sad when they see someone else get a treat and they don't. And it breaks my heart.
I did see something that said one place it's an average of $5 a day.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't spend, if you're going to be gone for a week, Riggins, 6 days, you wouldn't spend an extra $30.
No, I wouldn't take it.
You're already paying like $7,000 to board the damn dog.
Exactly. Well, that's why I'm not taking them to one of those.
Yeah, it cost us when we had Dutch, it would cost us over $400 to go on vacation, just the dog part of it.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we went to on vacation one time. A couple of years ago, I rented this big house because I wanted my mom to come. So first time ever, she could vacation with all of her grandkids, both her kids and all, all at one time. She'd never had that opportunity before. We had a great time. But Amanda and I got there on Saturday. Everybody else was coming on Monday. We roll up Saturday. She booked it. She's got Toby. Of course, we're not leaving without, Toby's going on vacation with us. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to leave right at 10 till we get there and blah, blah, blah. Well, we get there. Guess who's there? The people who are cleaning are still cleaning. So, hey, how are you? Nice to see you. We're going to run to the store. We'll come back. We come back. They're gone. We drop food off. We run out, get in the pool. We've been there 35 minutes or so at the place. I've just kicked back in the pool, opened my first beer. Phone rings. Guess who it is? Owner of the place. Do you have a dog with you?
Oh,
yeah. It is. It's a no dog having place.
Uh-huh.
Well, $450 later, Toby gets to stay.
Wow.
$400?
$400.
Was there an alternative?
Huh?
Was yeah, take him home.
Take him home.
And how far away were you?
Four hours. The other alternative was you can take him and board him for the week, which would have cost $400. Mm-hmm. You know, plus you got to go find a place now that you've started with the vacation.
Oh, that's but
it was she not planning on taking him to begin with when you rented the place?
Oh, no, she was.
Okay.
She was.
Because they usually, like, you'll look for a place that says pet friendly or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
She just thought she was going to get by with it.
Apparently, we were just going to try to get away with it.
Oh. Yeah, because nobody ever tries that.
Yeah.
They never.
And I was saying, well, there's a reason they have that, because then they've got to clean, you know, they have to do a special cleaning afterwards, blah, 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 you know.
I told her.
I'm sitting there, and she's like, I hear her on the phone. And she's like, well, I get that. Can we do that? Okay. 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 And then I see her look at me. That'll be fine.
You were pissed.
Well, it averages out to what it would have cost. It would cost about the same if we'd boarded him up at home and left him.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't have any friends that would watch him if you guys go out of town?
I don't know that she's going to do that. Well, we would have left him with Cade, typically, but Cade was going to be on the trip, so.
Anybody else picture when he says we would have boarded him up at home that they put him in the house and then put boards on the window? like there's a hurricane coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a far cry from when my neighbors would go on vacation every day. Would you just come down and feed the dog every day? It's going to be outside. Sure. Yeah. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do the add ons too.
Sure. Yeah.
I do like the description. It's a no dog having place.
Right. Is that what I said? I don't know.
Is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I'm being lazy. I need a nap. I'm going to take a nap up here while the dude's working on the internet or whatever he's going to be doing.
Just put up like an air mattress on the floor and bring a blanket and be laying down.
Or I can just go sit in my truck, take a nap.
Come early and just leave a note on the door. Don't knock. Come in. I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, and I hope it's not the old loud-ass guy that came last time. It's like normal talking voice was at a 11 on the volume.
Uh-oh.
Damn. Why are you yelling?
Yeah.
Because I'm a quiet person. I don't like a lot of loud bullshit.
Yeah, go sleep in the truck. It's called the bed of a truck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can just get in there in the air conditioner. I'll take a nap in my truck in a heartbeat. Like if I'm early for an appointment or something.
Yeah.
And used to when I'd be coming in from Charlotte from work and then I'd have an appointment. I wouldn't drive all the way home and then have to come back out, so I'd just go park in the parking lot and take a little snooze. Yeah.
Comfortable seat.
Set my alarm.
I'm always fascinated by people that work in their regular, like, 9-to-5 job or whatever, and they go outside of their car on their lunch hour, and they have a blanket, and I've seen this whole story about it. People that would go out and just recline the seat back and take, like, a 40-minute nap, 45-minute nap, doze off, alarm goes off, they wake up, go inside, brush their teeth, back at work, ready to roll. That just seems weird to me.
It does, but I bet they feel great.
I guess they do.
I would be mad that I have to go back to work after taking a nap. Like, I would be like, now I got to go back to work.
Well,
I don't want that.
Is it grease? or Mexico. I think it's Greece, where they close down in the middle of the day. Most businesses close like from noon to two, and people would like.
I think that's Greece.
Take a little nap.
It probably is Greece. That's what laziest people ever.
That's why they're bankrupt.
They're sleeping in the middle of the day.
I've got a friend that did some work in Greece, and he's like, I hate those people. And that's one of the reasons. He's like, you can't get anything done in a timely manner with the Greeks. Over there. But the Greeks I know here work their asses off.
Yeah.
They make some good rotisserie chicken.
Greeks?
Yes.
I didn't know the Greeks were known for their rotisserie chicken.
There was some Greek restaurants up north, and they always had the best rotisserie chicken and good Philly cheesesteaks on a pita.
Whoopah.
Nothing is as good on a pita as it is on some good bread.
You'd be surprised.
I'm always choosing bread on that. Light bread, even. Just a couple of slices of light bread with some ketchup. The ketchup seeps through it. All right, so what do y'all think of this? There's a guy in, I'm guessing Pennsylvania, because the story is from Rockland, Westchester Journal News. He was found dead underneath a car. May not be as sad as you think, because the car had fallen down on him and crushed him while he was trying to steal its catalytic converter.
Okay, well, that's his own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Instant karma.
He dead now.
So he jacked it up?
Yeah.
And then it just fell on him. That's got to be the worst. Hopefully it was quick.
Well, I bet it wasn't.
You don't think?
No, I don't.
Being squished to death?
Ugh.
Yeah, that probably takes a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it said that there's a man's body found next to a car jack underneath the car. Oh my God. And they found him at 6:15 in the a.m., so he'd probably been there for a while. Yeah. He was trying to steal it that night.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So he didn't have one of those nice floor jacks. No. He just had that little tiny jack.
Why you shouldn't be stealing things.
And yes, that's true.
Okay, don't steal things. That's the lesson.
And those little tiny jacks are not made for you to be under the car. They point that out. That's for changing a tire. Never let any part of your body get underneath the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. But it means being a dirty thief. So
yeah.
But the punishment for that is not death.
Back in the day, it was probably.
Probably. She was so emphatic.
In 1994?
In the beginning, she was like, it was back in the day. Probably.
Because I was like, no, they probably just would chop off your hand. But still.
They also burned women for having crystals, right?
Exactly. Salem witch trials to see that.
And it wasn't right.
It was not.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. I'm not saying that should be his, punishment for stealing. Yeah. A catalytic converter, but it wouldn't have happened to him. It's not like he got arrested and then sentenced to death.
Right.
It's just like you, Riggins, when you don't feel sorry for some old person that falls for a scam and they get their money taken away from them. You're like, they're just so dumb, they deserve it or whatever.
Yeah, but the punishment is losing. You can get more money. You die. This guy
not when you're old.
Mm-mm.
Sure. Yeah. Social Security's still coming.
Don't steal or you're going to die.
Stealing,
my kids.
Stealing can lead to death.
Exactly.
He's a scumbag, I'm sure, but that's a tough way to go out.
Yeah, it is.
Squish.
Yeah.
Then again, wouldn't have been in that position if he wasn't being a dirty, rotten thief.
Mm-hmm.
All very true.
Even the knowledge to know how to remove a catalytic converter.
I know.
If you had applied that.
To being a mechanic or something. Opening your own mechanic shop.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is or where it would even be in my car. Obviously underneath.
Obviously underneath. Good call. Yeah, I don't know that I can point to it either, but probably underneath it.
That's all. Yeah,
first of all, I don't know how I would turn the car upside down to do it safely.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's craziness.
There was a TikTok that I saw yesterday where a guy jumped on TikTok. He's like, I'm so embarrassed. He goes, something was wrong with my car. And the mechanic said it's something with my catalytic converter. I kept telling him, no, sir, that's a Nissan Sentra. It is not even a Cadillac at all.
I didn't know.
He's like, I don't know anything about cars.
What is the What is the valuable part of a catalytic converter? Why is that the thing everybody's stealing?
Everybody's stealing it.
I think it's copper.
It's the copper.
Oh, is it the copper?
I don't know.
They're trying to make it something's going on in Charlotte recently, I think, where they're trying to like crack down on that, and they're putting people in jail for stealing these things. I don't know, but it was on the rise here.
Catalytic converters contain precious metals like platinum, palladium, or rhodium.
Who the hell you know on the street buying some rhodium?
Yeah, you got some rhodium on you?
I got a whole bag of rhodium.
Who do you know that's going to run around stealing something off of people's cars, use the word precious? Precious. Oh, they're precious metals. Oh, my God, those metals are so precious.
I'm going to go get some precious metals today. I hope I don't get squished. Getting those precious metals.
Yeah, I mean, if the metals is not so cute, I'm not going to risk my life for them. But if they're precious,
yeah, it's they're trying to make it a class one felony in North Carolina.
Hmm. Did they do that with copper? What, a few years ago when copper was being stolen like crazy?
And that was like, to get it, it was so tough. They'd have to go in under buildings and get it out of the wire or whatever, the pipes or whatever.
Yeah, I know some people that had copper pipe stolen out of their house. One of those, like, what's wrong with the air? From their air conditioner that went into the house. They're like, why is the air not working? They went outside and people had knocked a hole in the side of their wall during the day and had taken to get the pieces out.
Weren't old pennies made out of copper?
Yeah.
What? I guess they stopped doing that because it was too expensive.
Yeah. Turns out it costs more than a penny.
Yeah. A penny was worth $3 to make.
This is bullshit. Something's not adding up.
Let's think about this for a second.
You know how much it costs to make a penny? More than a penny.
It's like if you put a penny in those things at amusement parks or fair or whatever, and you squish it down and put a face on it or a design on it, whatever, that ends up costing you $5.
Yeah.
And then you still just got a penny with a picture on it. Like, damn.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.